Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was just flipping through the Instagrams, and I saw, Katie, you were emceeing a little event last night in your jean jacket.
Yes.
Was that jean jacket a big hit?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
People love denim.
I love that when you go to an event like that and you see other people in jean jackets, and you're like, yeah, we have the same idea.
You do that thing where you do the double point to your eyes, and then you point back at them. And
it's like when you drive a vet, and you see a vet, and you're like,
wave. Duh. Yeah. It's like the motorcycle guys that put their hand down.
Yeah, when you have the same line of thinking, you have to wave at
jean
that person.
Jacket.
But you know what's funny about that jean jacket and that entire outfit? I bet you I tried on 27, 28 different dresses last
night. That's not like you.
To figure out what I was going to wear. And I almost went and bought a new one, but I was like, I have so many dresses in my closet that I've worn once or twice and never seen again. There's got to be something in there that looks good. And I like have, this is like a staple dress for me. I wear this a lot, but yeah, putting a jean jacket over it for whatever reason.
It looked fine.
Plastered up for
whole
me.
Whole new outfit. Yeah.
You know, the nice little heels I had on with it. I thought it looked pretty
I have those same
sharp.
Heels. What are
Do
the
you?
Odds?
Yeah. They're called Sechels.
Yeah. What are the odds?
They're shoes that are made specifically for you, for your feet. So yeah, I thought I looked pretty, you know, sharp, if you will. But it was a great event. Food for Hope is who put it on, and they are a great, organization in town that helps kids, hungry kids in our community, not be hungry. They supply food for different school districts in our area, and they work with like families. What I love about them is because having worked in radio, but what I found out last night is just like humans in general, when you start out in a career, you usually don't make a lot of money at first, right? And when I first started out in radio and I was a single mom, there were times where I had to choose between, am I going to pay this heat or water bill, or can I go get food for my kid? So I have had to stand in a line to get food before. And it's a very humbling experience. It will make you really appreciate where you are in life in general.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And this organization, Food for Hope, they kind of take a little bit of the shame out of it because they work directly with families. They go and they get to know the families and they give them things that their specific needs are. And so I just love how they have a hands-on approach with not just the kids, but the families, because their biggest thing is, you know, when the kids are in school and they're trying to learn, having a hungry stomach will curb any kind of learning that you're going to do.
Oh, you can't focus on anything.
You can't focus. Imagine when you're hungry.
We've tried to do the show hungry.
Exactly.
You're like, I can't focus.
You can't get, exactly. So I just like, organizations like Food for Hope are so important in our community. And I was just very blessed that, you know, they asked me to come MC it and talk to people about the importance of such a program right here in the Denver Metro. But yeah.
And they're big fans of the show from what I understand.
Yeah, I met a lot of people. We got to do Fast Five up on the stage.
Did you?
Way.
You did that? What were
I
your
did
topics?
So
what did
my
you choose?
My topics were name five foods that are in the Food for Hope pantry in school districts, and then
easy.
Name five school districts that Food for Hope serves.
Oh,
so I had a couple questions lined up, but I had to have a third contestant, and so I tried to like mess with them a little bit, and I was like, well, I only have two questions, so you're going to get asked one of the ones I already asked, and he was like, okay, and I was like, just kidding, five things you love about Food for Hope, go! So it kind of threw him off his game a little bit, but he was able to name five, that fifth one right at the buzzer, and it was fun to do that in front of a bunch of people who didn't experience it before. So hopefully we get a few new listeners
there
when we do
go.
Fast Five at 7:30 today. But it was just so, I was so honored to be able to do it, because again, I got into radio because I love helping out people in our community. I like making our community a better place to live in. And when I get to align myself with people like Emily and her husband, Blake, and all the folks there who are with Food for Hope, it makes me feel good. When you're in a room full of people who want to give back, that is a kind of energy.
Feeling, huh?
I can't even describe it. Mm-hmm. It really is like everybody just wants to help. And that kind of energy is just inexplainable. So thank you again to everyone who had me out there. And Food for Hope, you can find them on Instagram, Facebook, foodforhope.org. And help them out if you can as well. There's lots of ways that you can help on their website and whatnot. But yeah, a very nice evening. And shout out to Skylar, who is a 17-year-old. She got up on the stage and delivered a speech that had everybody like goosebumps. I mean, a 17-year-old young lady got up there and just made a bunch of adults really think. And Yeah, when you get to be a part of things like that, it just kind of changes your way of thinking. So I'm just very grateful this
Well, thanks
morning.
For doing
very
that
Very grateful,
night.
Of course.
I know Katie posted some links on our Instagram if you'd like to help out or be involved with that program. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG, all one word. Check it out and click the links.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Got this great story here in front of me talking about Wally World, good old Walmart. They say they are refreshing their look of all their great value products. So the branding is just a little bit more bright and colorful and modern looking. They talked to some sort of executive there at Walmart, David something or other, and he said, shoppers like the quality and price of the products, but don't particularly feel very proud to display any sort of great value product in their home or with their families. And yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
You open up the cupboard and you got all those great value peas in there with the boring labels.
It's very simple. White and blue is all it ever was, right? So what's the change, did they say?
Just the bright, colorful, modern-looking labels. I haven't seen them yet, but they are implementing them now, I believe. More than 10,000 items, including milk, chicken nuggets, that's right up your alley, and a bunch of other things,
okay,
too.
Okay, no, I see it. I Do you like it. It's just a lot more, I guess, catchy.
Okay,
like,
good.
It catches your attention a little bit more than just the plain white on the blue.
Yeah. They launched that back in 93, so it hasn't changed in a long time.
Wow.
I will say, I will give props to Walmart. The Walmart down by me has completely revamped their store.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really nice when you go in now.
Yeah.
Like, they've got big, flat screen TVs everywhere showcasing products.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, all their athletic wear up front with, like, fitness models on all these screens. They have mannequins now.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen
mannequins?
This?
I've
Walmart
seen
mannequins.
And also they have like entire bedroom sets set up in their
Yes,
stores.
They do.
So just like, you know, a showroom.
Uh-huh.
It is very
like
fancy.
Living room setups,
yeah.
New colors.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, you know, you always feel like you got that competition between Target and Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Where you know you got Target people, then you know you got Walmart people.
Yeah.
But Walmart's looking a little more like Target now.
It's,
so they're going to be pulling some people in, I think.
Looks like Walmart got its taxes back and spent some money.
Right, I know.
Tax return.
I mean, it looks really,
it
really
does.
Good.
You know what it looks like, honestly? What it reminds me of the new branding is Reynolds Wrap. So
totally.
Think
yeah.
of Reynolds
totally.
Wrap letters on mm-hmm. that blue background. That
sure.
is what great value looks like now.
Yeah.
So I like the upgrade. I do.
I'm following a couple influencers on Instagram that are like product people. They review products and stuff. And a couple of them are strictly Walmart people.
Yeah.
And I got to get some furniture for my basement. And, like, they've been showing off some chairs and couches and stuff. And I'm like, huh.
I know.
Am I really going to pull the trigger on this?
I guess time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe once,
I'm
but...
like, am I going to buy a Walmart chair? Whatever. I feel like, well, the kids are going to be down there screwing everything up. So
exactly.
Might as well be a Walmart chair, you know what I'm saying?
You want a $1,000 chair down there?
Sure don't.
Probably not.
Sure don't. We'd like to send you on your way with a smile and a little knowledge. With three different stories, we call it PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who's got the P today?
I got the P.
Go, Katie,
and
go.
This is going to start things off great because one type of exercise can cut your risk of developing 8 diseases.
Eight?
Scientists. Yeah, scientists have found that out. And what it is, vigorous activity.
That's it?
Running, cycling, lap swimming, or climbing stairs. But they're saying as long as at least 4% of your total activity classifies as vigorous, you are substantially lowering your risk for a lot of different things. So
vigorous is a funny word.
Well, but again, like, I think it's anything that gets your heart rate,
yeah,
you know, maxed. And, like, you do it for at least 2 to 3 minutes at a time. That's what they're saying. So those
No
high,
problem there.
Yeah, those high intensity. That's funny. Those high
I wonder
intensity.
If that counts for some people.
Well, I mean, they say that that's the thing is this depends on people's baseline fitness. So for some individuals, taking longer strides while walking can be vigorous exercise if it gets your blood pumping enough. But yeah, they're saying as long as you do at least 4% of your total activity, vigorous exercise, you're lowering your risk of dementia by 63%.
That's a massive number.
I don't know about y'all, but dementia makes me scared. Like the fact of losing all my memories is something that frightens me so much. So knowing that my runs can help me with dementia, oh my God, I'm never going to quit.
Be running all day.
They're also saying type 2 diabetes, 60% lower risk. Chronic respiratory disease, almost 50. Chronic kidney disease at 41. I mean, again,
just proof that you need to move and circulate and get your heart pumping.
And it also proves how important cardio is.
Yep.
I know everybody wants to skip cardio when you go to the gym because you don't think it's giving you the muscles you need and not getting all jacked running on the treadmill, but it's going to help you. Other things too, like death from any cause, it's going to lower it by 46%.
Okay, good to know.
So
I'm going to go get my Vigorous on right now.
Exactly. Well, wait till after the show, will you?
You want to watch me get my Vigorous on?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You like to watch.
No, but I do want you to live a lot longer.
Right.
So if you need to run to the bathroom, you just let me
know. I will run. It'll take me 2 to 3 minutes to go to the bathroom.
I
will push really hard.
Good to
I'm
going to
blast
Jamie.
A hole in that urinal.
Oh, don't bust a vessel, though, okay?
Like,
don't create another problem.
All right, what's the minus?
Well, some commercial pilots are being reprimanded for a really odd reason. They were making animal sounds like meowing and barking on ATC, which is air traffic control, and the other pilots actually started calling them out for it. We have some sound here.
Meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
So it's hard to hear pilots kind of talking that low monotone voice, but they say you need to be professional.
Yeah.
And then also at the very end, after they bark at him, he says, "This is why you still fly an RJ," which is a regional jet, which is essentially a jet that beginners start on. But what are you doing?
That, like, they did that on purpose.
Having the time of their life.
Yes, they're doing it on purpose. ATC is where people communicate so that the planes don't run into each other.
Yeah.
And they said under 10,000 feet, you have to do immediate and, like, you know, the what is necessary. There's the word. Necessary communication only. Not barking and meowing at each other. Like,
it's funny while I'm down here on the ground, but if I was up in that plane with them,
if that was your pilot,
stop meowing.
Like, so right now they're facing, they're in some trouble. They're absolutely,
I would think so.
Absolutely in some trouble.
You can't be dead.
No, it's funny in and of, you know.
You stop it right meow.
It's, oh, Katie. It's funny while it's happening, but in all seriousness, there have been a lot of issues lately with pilots and flying things, so maybe don't bark on the ATC.
Professional.
Kind of frowned upon, for sure.
Just a little bit.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. There was a woman's online poll that had gone viral where one woman hopped on there and said, "My husband thinks it's crazy that I use a washcloth to clean my body. He thinks it's either loofah or your hands. Which one do you use?" About 3,500 ladies weighed in, and 50% said they wash themselves just with their hands. 31% said they use a loofah, and then way down at the bottom was the washcloth. A lot of comments, though, were making the case for the washcloth. I use a bar of soap. I've switched over to the soap. I used to be a loofah guy for a long time. I don't use the washcloth. It seems, for some reason, it seems kind of gross
mildewy to me.
I don't know. They say that you should because it uses less body wash than using your hands, more efficient at cleaning your naughty parts, and washcloths are also less abrasive and rough on your sensitive areas than the loofah.
And
that's what I always liked about the loofah, though. I felt like it was scraping the skin off.
Well,
you know?
But and that's the thing is, I feel like the washcloth also gets the dead skin cells off. You know,
it does.
So I use a washcloth.
Oh, do you?
I do because I like the lather. I do. I think the
rich
loofah,
creamy lather.
The loofah gets lathery, but it's just a little too rough for my liking. So I like the washcloth.
Do you?
It's a little softer material and it does the job. Gets her done.
Yeah. You don't want to use a white one though, probably.
Shut up.
Do you go,
it's fine.
Do you do butt to face or face to butt?
No, you don't. What do you
head
mean?
To toe. Work down.
You
work
down.
You
work.
You need to be aware
first.
Of what you're scrubbing.
Exactly.
Do you ever mess up and accidentally go butt to face instead of face
I'm
to face?
I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened. Right? I mean, it's all happened to all of us.
And like, you're like, it's soap. It's fine.
That's the thing. You get to thinking. All of a sudden, you're lost in thought. And you're like, oh, no. What
oh,
did I
no.
Clean my
I just
butt
went
with?
Butt to face.
No.
I went butt to face. No. You are a butt face.
Hey, you're a butt face.
You're a butt face.
No.
There you go, guys. There's your, I'm sorry, your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, and something interesting with JKJ at Mix 100.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody to National Blah 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 Day. And no,
really?
It's not a day dedicated to when Katie's talking.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sick
blah.
Burn, bro.
I know, right? Coming in hot today.
Jeez.
It's a day devoted to people who like to procrastinate, and you're supposed to just complete long-ignored tasks today.
Okay.
They say, which has been previously dismissed as blah, 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 I'll get them done.
That's funny. That applies to me still.
Yeah. You've got things to do.
Well, it's funny. I usually wait till the last minute because I need that anxiety pressure to make me do, right?
Like, that's not healthy, Katie.
No, it is. Like, when you know you have 10 minutes to do something, boy, you're going to do it, you know? Like, if I wait until my friend says, I'll see you in 10 minutes, okay, now I'm going to clean my house really good, you know? Like, if you wait till the last minute, there's just a little bit of oomph.
That sounds
well,
like you.
Today
that
is
checks.
The day for
right?
you. Today is the
right?
day for you.
Don't you guys do that?
No. Can't say that I do.
No, I don't think I do. Okay.
Can't say that I do.
Just
you know
me.
What? There's a lot of people like you out there, so today's yeah. your day. Paramount has officially announced Top Gun 3 with Tom Cruise returning as Maverick. It was presented during CinemaCon yesterday in Las Vegas, which I have been trying like crazy to avoid all the Masters of the Universe spoilers coming out from CinemaCon. I love these events because it talks about all the big movies and all sorts of, you know, pop culture stuff that's coming out. But anyway, the previous one made something like $1.5 billion, Top Gun 2. So, I mean, they're going to go back for bank, right?
Well,
yeah, they say
they
that's
are.
The one that saved cinema, right? Because it came out right after COVID and Tom Cruise was allowing people to work. What is this one? Tom Cruise versus the Walker? Is that... I mean, he's so old.
I
now
know.
On this one. Like, come on.
Josh Trent.
But that's the thing.
Good one.
They waited, what, like 20, 30 years for the next one? For two? Like, it was a long time.
Yeah, like
it was a long
time. Yeah.
And Top Gun
so
2.
So people were eager for it.
Which is
too.
Why they made so much money. I don't think Top Gun 3 is going to do as well when
probably
we
not.
Just had Top Gun 2. So.
I'm sick of Tom Cruise.
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Speaking of waiting a minute, how about 40 years for a remake? The original Spaceballs came out 40 years ago.
Yes!
And the character Yogurt, played by Mel Brooks, who is supposed to be the parody of Yoda, in the original one, he made a joke about Spaceballs 2 would be called The Search for More Money. And he did this post yesterday. Again, it was at this Comic-Con or whatever. They're not going to name it The Search for More Money because he says he found the money. It was in his basement. But it's just going to be called Spaceballs 2, the new one.
I love
okay.
it.
Yeah.
That's all it needs to be called.
The new one.
Yeah.
I was watching some interviews with Bill. Is it Paxton?
Yes.
No, is it Paxton or
yeah.
Pullman? Pullman's dead.
Pullman. Yeah. So
which one's
Paxton,
dead?
I think
Bill Paxton's dead.
Paxton.
Yeah, I think it's Bill Pullman. Who's
and
in
Rick Moranis is back.
Yeah, Bill Pullman's
Bill
alive.
Bill Pullman's in
yeah.
it. Yes.
Pullman, that's the one. Okay. Mm-hmm. They all look like this is going to flop. They're like,
oh,
it was a lot of
no.
awkward laughs and like, it was good to be back.
I loved
every
the
one
first
of them is
one.
Like, it's going to flop.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yes,
like,
we've been jammed.
Like
you know?
The power of the Schwartz.
You have to
like,
go comb the desert.
The quotes in that movie are just so like timeless.
It's,
so.
It's a really good movie.
I'm looking forward to it. I am.
I'm going
to
miss John Candy, though. John Candy's not in it. It was barf.
I know.
Do I have anything else I want to tell you? I have this lawsuit with Carnival Cruise, but it's kind of a downer story. Post Malone is celebrating 10 years of teaming up with Bud Light with new mini beers.
Oh, good for him.
I watched the video. They're like little 7-ounce bottles or 7.5-ounce cans, and they're going to be co-branded with the Posty Co. logo. Well, I don't even know what that is. Is that his company?
Probably.
Sure.
Nobody knows.
He loves a Bud Light.
Nobody
so.
Knows.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he loves them. But yeah, they're like little tiny beers that you can put in your pocket and sneak into like your school or something. I don't
concerts?
Know.
Concerts?
You'd need to drink like 80 of those no, then. Like...
What? Into the
school?
Doctor?
We
I don't
know.
I don't
want him bringing into school.
Into science class? Math
no,
class?
No,
you crack
no,
one
no.
open?
No, stay like sober that. For that, please.
Stay sober, kids. What's the sports stuff?
Well, this is a lesson in keeping your head up if you ever get courtside seats at any basketball game, because last night an errant pass from the Magic's Paolo Banchero
love
absolutely
him.
Clocked a woman in the face. She was looking down at her phone at, I think they said TikTok even. She said she was scrolling through TikTok, and his pass did not hit the mark, and I mean, her head snapped back with how hard she got hit in the face. Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers went over, and he's great, actually, went over and checked on her. She said she was okay. She said she was embarrassed, but, I mean, she
the video is awesome.
Drilled.
Oh, poor lady,
Why
though.
Are we using that sound?
That's what it sounded like when it hit her head.
And that's what I imagine now is her head going back and forth.
Have you ever been hit in the face with a ball like that, though?
A basketball? Absolutely.
It kills.
And again, like, the worst part is when you don't expect it. Like, when you can brace yourself a little bit and turn or something, but when it hits you straight on and
straight
you don't
on,
see it coming. Oh, that
slap
so
in
bad.
The face.
Wow. But again, you're right. Your pride hurts the most.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was looking down at my phone.
That's why you need to get off TikTok.
Yes. No more TikTok.
Especially courtside seats. Watch the game.
I know. When you're sitting courtside, you should not be in your phone.
Come
on.
You know what it sounded like?
What? Yeah, it did.
All right.
Dark Horse, you just went there, Jeremy.
I was just there because they were shutting that bad boy down.
And they're going to move it to a new unspecified location.
Wow, what the hell.
I know, they made a big deal about shutting it down, too, and I think maybe it was just to get more money, right? It was
a ruse. So they can move, it's covering their U-Haul costs.
It was a ruse.
But yet, you know, that place is full of antiques and old stuff, and I was looking through their online auction. Like, they took everything down, and it was online. You could buy everything.
Yeah.
So is it just going to be a fresh new restaurant,
well,
I guess?
Well, there's not a whole lot of details. Few details have been leaked, in fact. But the restaurant and bar promises to have the same name and the same charm as the one that closed last month after 51 years. But it is a big deal because everyone thought that it was just going to be done. And I know the college kids
We've been bamboozled.
Yeah, they were like, this is our spot. So, yeah, you will still be able to frequent the Dark Horse, but just in a new location.
Maybe they're just getting rid of the really old junk that was in there. Because they have, like, a lot of, like, old animal heads and stuff.
Yeah. But the thing is
old buggies.
The place where it was at, so the Boulder location, they are going to use that as a mixed-use development now. So they're going to put up, like, apartments and stuff. So maybe they were just forced out of the old location, and they picked a new spot and just didn't tell anybody about it.
Why they sold
it.
All their junk, though.
I know. Like, so maybe they held on to the things that really, you know,
my buddy
spoke
Alan.
To the Dark Horse. So
he was
going to
buy a cash register that they had, like an old cash register, because he went there a ton in college.
Oh.
It was like before and after basketball games. Like he was there hanging out. And he's like, I want the old cash register that's there, and I'm going to put it in my basement.
That was his
spot. I wonder
spot.
If he got it.
Oh, he'll have to ask
you
him.
You know what it sounded like, though, when if he won the auction?
I knew it. A $1 million Powerball ticket was bought in Golden. Yeah, a loafing jug at 102 North Ruby Drive in Golden.
That's a good loafing jug.
I like that loafing jug. That one's my favorite. They matched all five numbers, just not the Powerball, so they get the $1 million prize. But the ticket is still unclaimed. They've got 180 days to do it. I'm sure they're just like finding out about it this morning, right?
Could be.
Or a couple days.
It's in a jacket pocket.
Exactly.
It's in
where did
console.
I put it?
It's in the cup holder in their car.
Oh, no. I'm using it as a bookmark, something
like
that.
Yeah,
right?
And then they grab and they look at it and their eyes go,
$1 million. Do you want this story about the contaminated stuff sold around the Denver metro area?
The pot weed?
Yes,
yeah,
contaminated marijuana. So the pesticides used were tested at a much higher level than they allow in Colorado. And I don't know if people know this, but with that, you know, marijuana, they tested a bunch of different things to make sure that it's safe for people to consume. So there is a lot of checks and balances when it goes into the weed shops and what they can sell.
They're getting
you.
Way too high with this batch.
Yeah, well, no, the pesticides.
Yeah, they're smoking
the
pesticides.
They're high, and the bugs stay off.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good for you. Like, it's just really bad for you to burn pesticides and then inhale them into your lungs. So they're like, don't do it. They sold this to, I think, seven different dispensaries around the metro area. But they've been contacted. This stuff's been destroyed, so don't worry about it.
It's been burned.
Exactly. It's been burned.
Who's calling me right now?
It's been
burned. What's in my pawee?
I know, yeah.
Shut up, bro.
Like, would you believe it if somebody called you and said, hey, the stuff you bought?
It's just trying
to. I noticed there weren't as many spiders in my basement, bro.
I'm freaking out, man.
Am I Spider-Man now?
Do I have bugs inside me now, bro?
How does this work? Can I shoot web from my fingers? Let's try. Okay. And then this will help all those people who have been doing the pot weed.
Yeah.
When you get the munchies, a new Starbird's coming to Castle Rock. Right off Promenade Parkway. So it's going to be Colorado's second location for Starbird. The first one popped up on Colorado Boulevard over where we used to work. So this will be number two. And I imagine a lot of these are going to pop up. We talk about this, how fried chicken and chicken tendies are having a moment.
Yeah.
Right? They're everywhere.
They're big right now.
Like, the restaurants that, you know, serve these and only these are just, like, everywhere.
Printing money.
I love it. I love Starbird.
You know what it sounds like when the restaurants pop up?
I know. Yeah.
And another one.
Chicken for everybody. So there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
There you go, everybody. You're up to date this morning with JKG. We'll be back in about 2 minutes here at Mix 100. Here we go. It is 7:30 on the nose. Let's play some Fast Five. Phone lines are going to be open here in just a second, so be ready to call in. Always looking for people who have never played before. And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value? With $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. If you'd like to play, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. We'll get to know you, find out what you're doing this weekend, and then I'll toss a category at you and start that nasty 10-second timer. And within 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You want to play? You want to win some concert tickets? We'll give it a shot. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
You've asked for things like five famous besties or five different brands of face lotion. And Andrea won it yesterday. She named five companies with animals in the logo to come away with the win.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so you never know what you're going to get when it comes to the category.
There you go, guys. If you've never played before, would love to meet you. Would love to talk to you. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. Our producer Josh is in the next room handling all these calls, so don't go anywhere. And now, I mentioned those concert tickets we're playing for.
Oh,
Who it is?
You're going to go see Wiz Khalifa at Red Rocks if you win. He's got a big show up there in Morrison this Sunday, so you're going to be in attendance if you can win a Fast Five today.
Oh, that's a good prize.
It's going to be a great prize.
It's been a really good prize.
Perfect weekend for it.
I know, right? Okay, guys, 303-691-1649, if you'd like to play. Again, Josh is trying to get everybody on hold. I see people still trying to call in and hang up. Don't do that. And I think Peter was the first one in. Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What are you doing this weekend?
You know, I'm hoping to get out and go for a hike with my daughter, Phoenix, and my girlfriend, Anna, if it doesn't snow too much.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Yeah, where are you looking at hiking?
You know, I hope to get up to outside Lyons, Colorado. It's just so beautiful up there, and nice. We're about 20 minutes away, so it'll be real great if it stays dry.
Oh, I love perfect. Lyons. Lyons Park, there's a rock you can jump off into the river, and that was one of my favorite things to do when I lived up there. Yeah, so have a good time, Peter.
You know where I like to hike, Peter?
Where's that?
Park Meadows Mall. Yeah.
You're such an urban outdoorsman.
I hike right into the Build-A-Bear, so I feel like I'm outdoors because there's a bear in there, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Watch out for them.
All right, Peter, let's do some Fast Five with you, buddy. Your color is yellow. In 10 seconds, give me five brands with the color yellow in their logo. Go.
Let's see. Nuprin.
Nuprin.
That's an old one. Let's see. other things with yellow. Geez, Shell gasoline.
Goes quick, huh?
So close.
Yeah. Just think of those golden arches, buddy. That's
I
the biggie
know.
Right there.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, Mickey D's. Hey,
no.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Peter.
Later, Peter. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye. Poor guy.
I know.
Hi, Candace. Candace.
Hello.
Hi. Oh.
Are you? It's Cadence.
There it is. Hi, Cadence.
Hello. How
Hi.
Are you?
I still feel like there's a weird delay with your phone.
There might be.
Yeah. It's,
man.
I don't know. I'm going to put, I don't want to put you on hold because you're already with us, but it might be hard to play Fast Five with you with this delay.
We can try.
Okay. It's so funny.
It's bad.
That's a little entertaining.
It's really bad. What are you doing this weekend, Cadence?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing? You're just going to lay on your floor and stare at the ceiling?
My car is in the shop. It's been there for 2 months.
Oh, no.
2 months?
That's a bummer.
You might want to find a new shop.
Yeah, what the heck?
What's wrong with your car?
It was the transmission. Now they can't start it.
Oh, yeah, that's a spendy fix, too. The transmissions are always like thousands of dollars.
Sounds expensive, for sure. All right, well, I guess you are going to be laying on your floor doing nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what do I have for you? Are you into comic books? Comic book characters?
Not really.
Well, this is going to suck then. In 10 seconds, give me 5 comic book characters that are animal-themed or related. Go.
Nermal, Garfield, Odie.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, they got comic
books. Come on.
I have no idea.
That's it.
Oh,
that's all you got. Yeah,
God.
You're right. I would have accepted those. But, you know, there's always, like, Spider-Man and Batman and Wolverine and many more.
I thought of that afterwards.
Oh, man.
Well, good luck with your car. It was nice talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye,
Cadence.
Why did she? I feel like she was annoyed.
Well, I did her car is probably.
I don't know. Just in general.
Going, right?
I think she's just. Hi, Lena.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey, girl. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm just going to chill at my house with my husband and nothing else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Sorry about my accent. English is my second language, so I'm just trying to do my best.
No,
oh,
No. I am also trying to do my best.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm listening very intently, Lena.
It sounds like you're going to have a good time, though. Whatever you're doing sounds fun.
Whatever you are said that you were going to do, yes.
You sound like you're very excited about it. So.
Okay.
We love that.
Boy. We'll see how this goes, Lena. I love you for calling. Okay.
Okay.
Your letter is W. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
10 seconds. I need 5 hobbies that start with the letter W. Go.
Oh, my goodness. With working.
Mm-hmm.
Watching TV.
Oh, okay, I would have given you 2. We
got
2 out of you.
That's good. I don't think I would have gotten any, so good job on that.
Lena, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. I hear your program every day, so I'm so happy that I can talk with you guys.
Yeah.
What is your original language?
Yeah.
It's Spanish.
Okay.
Spanish,
Spanish.
Okay. Say something in Spanish for us. Like, I love Jeremy, Katie, Josh in the morning. I listen every day. Do it in Spanish.
Okay. Chicos, de verdad estoy muy feliz por haber hablado con ustedes. Los escucho todos los días cuando estoy manejando mi trabajo.
I love it. You're such a pretty voice.
That's beautiful.
You do. Like,
wow.
I could just listen to you talk in Spanish all day.
But we can't. We've got to move on.
Yeah.
Lena, nice talking to you. Have a fun weekend.
You too. Thank
Bye.
You, guys.
Bye. Well, she was
I'd love
cute,
that.
Huh?
Yes.
Sammy.
I'm here.
Here's Sam, everybody.
Yes, sir.
You're going to just have some fun because you're not working this weekend, it says on my screen.
Exactly what it is, man. No real plans, but it's better than what I would be doing.
Damn straight. Yeah. What kind of fun are you going to be having?
You know, my daughter's birthday was during the week, so we're going to have a small gathering for her and cater to her all weekend. We got the Nuggets tomorrow, so, you know, like I said, it's all good when you're not at work.
Living your best life, Sam.
And that playoff basketball, that's a different kind of feeling, huh, Sam?
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Let's go Nuggets.
Give your daughter a shout-out for her birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, April. We love you. Have a great day. She's probably listening on her way to school right now with her mom.
Oh, April.
Happy birthday, April.
We love you.
Your dad loves you.
Your dad's the best. He said he's going to take you for ice cream and shopping after school today.
And new shoes.
He's going to buy you new shoes. And take you to Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right, Sam, are you ready to play, my man?
Absolutely am.
The name is Tony. In 10 seconds, give me 5 famous people named Tony. Go.
Tony Montana, Tony. Oh, Jesus.
That's a J.
Oh. Tony Montana was good, though. I only got Tony the Tiger.
Tony, I'm not going to. I'm going to hold on to
it.
There's
not
a bunch.
Sound.
Oh, and he just hung up.
Oh. Bye, Sammy.
Well, bye, Sammy.
Yeah, you
I think
tried.
He was mad because he said Jesus and he felt bad or something.
Oh,
no. Hi, Marcella.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're super dupes. How are you?
I'm good.
Will you hurry
I
up
speak
and
Spanish
witness?
Too.
You do Spanish too?
Yes.
You want to say something to us in Spanish that's not dirty?
Oh, my God. No, you would never do that. I want to say similar. Hola, chicos. ¿Cómo están? Soy de Chile y espero que estén bien. Feliz viernes para todos. Un abrazo.
Feliz Navidad.
Did you say something about Chile?
Sí.
Yeah?
I'm from Chile.
Oh, yeah. From Chile. Okay.
Marcela, can you say, Jeremy, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Oh, Jeremy, tienes los ojos más lindos que he visto en mi vida.
And then she giggled.
Can you say, Jeremy, you have the cutest butt I've ever seen?
Oh, you don't have to say that, Marcella.
Do it. Do that. I want to hear it. I want
to
hear
it. Say that.
You ain't got a lot of kick in, Marcella.
No,
it's okay.
But without being like culo. I don't
know. Is there a Spanish word for booty?
Could be like your back part. So trasero.
Trasero. Like, say, damn. Say, Jeremy, you got a good looking
trasero. So, Jeremy, tienes el trasero. You're so funny.
You're making me blush.
He is enjoying this.
I am loving all of this.
He's enjoying this way too much, Marcella. Like, you are making him glow right now. Like, he's beaming. He's shaking his butt everywhere.
So bad. Okay. All right. Apologies to everybody watching on the live stream. All right, Marcella.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
You don't apologize at all.
You just made
the best.
Show.
You are the best.
All right. What do I have for you?
Something right. Easy.
Well, see, I don't know what would be easy.
Say five words in Spanish.
Hey, I'm tempted just because I made you do all that butt stuff. In 10 seconds, give me five drinks that are clear. Go.
Oh, mojito, piña colada, a little margarita.
No.
Old fashioned.
No.
No. I don't know. Ginger ale.
No.
How about water?
Or Sprite or 7-Up.
Starry.
Vodka.
Alcoholic drinks.
Oh, Marcella. I don't want to let you go because you were so much fun.
You
I love you.
Yeah.
You guys had so much fun, but thank you.
Thank you, Marcella. Have a good day.
Have a great Friday.
Oh,
bye.
You too, bye.
She made me smile so much.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Will you hurry up and win this? We got other things to do today.
I'm going to try.
Are you wide awake? Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I am wide awake.
Okay. Yeah, we're way behind. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
In 10 seconds, give me five small dog breeds. Go.
Poodle, Chihuahua. A Pomeranian, the Yorkie, and a French bulldog.
A Frenchie? Frenchie would be five.
Huh?
Oh, I guess the teacup poodle or the toy poodle, right?
Yeah. It would have to be the miniature poodle.
Yeah, I think I'll accept it.
Yeah?
Vanessa,
we're accepting
you want to go to Red Rocks to see Wiz Khalifa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me to play the Winnie Win sound.
To play the what?
Tell me. To play the Winnie Win sound.
Can you play the Winning Win song? Sound?
Yeah. There we go, Vanessa.
This has been the best Fast Five. It's all right, Vanessa.
It's been so much fun.
I feel like you're stoned already, so you'll have the time of your life.
Oh, shoot. Don't call me out.
Don't call you out. I knew it.
Don't you dare, Jeremy.
I knew it, Vanessa.
No way.
By the bay.
All right, you goofball. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to talk to you next and tell you about your tickets, okay?
Nice. Thank you so much. Happy Friday to you guys.
You as well,
Friday.
Vanessa.
Friday.
Yeah. All right, Vanessa. Bye. Hold on.
She was sweet.
Don't
That's
call
fun.
Me out like
Don't
that.
Don't you say
Don't
that, Jared. Spreading rumors.
Ah, she's totally stoned. No. All right. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning with another version of Fast Five. 7:30 here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
The three of us right now are pissed. We're pissed. Because our mouth was all ready for a delicious apple pastry.
I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to lie.
Are you guys familiar with the etiquette of office kitchens? Where basically everybody just throws their crap into the kitchen?
That's pretty much
it. I'm finding that out quickly.
Like, I learn after, like, Halloween or Christmas, people will bring in the extra candy so they don't eat it. And that I appreciate, because I will eat your candy for you. Like, that I can do.
Knick-Knack does that a lot. When we have bags of content, crap, I don't know what you want to call it, from holidays,
yeah,
it's generally in a giant Ziploc bag. And she's like, I'm taking this to work, because the work people will eat anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you toss it in there. Well, Josh had a little rumble in his tummy, and Kitty's like, well, we got some apple pastries there in the kitchen. I saw them on the counter. Mm-hmm. Just go get yourself a little apple pastry.
I was really excited. My mouth was ready.
Yeah, individually wrapped, like in the box, you know, like almost like the Little Debbie snack.
Little Debbie.
Type of thing.
And it involved a woman, so you know Josh is on it. So.
Yeah, I'm on it. Debbie? Yeah, Debbie. Deborah.
So we wandered in there, flipped over the box to take a look at it. When did they expire?
Last year in July.
Yeah.
July of last year expired, and we're pissed.
Why would you put that out there? Like, don't bring your crap snacks to the kitchen.
You know what else bothered me?
Crap snacks.
I emptied out the box. There was only one of those little cake things left, and the rest was crackers.
What?
Well, it's because people have been in there eating them, probably.
No, but who stuffs the box full of crackers?
Yeah.
Generally, when that kind of thing happens, it's people that have left their office one way or another, and they find snacks in those offices, and they just put them in the kitchen, is what I have learned. So, there was... and I shall say no more. There was an incident, Katie, I think it was... A couple months ago, somebody threw in a handful of protein bars in there. And we're like, hells yeah, finally something healthy on the counter in here that we can dive into.
Yes, yeah.
Same thing. A year expired. Why do people do that?
I don't know. I noticed, like, we had somebody who moved away from the area, and they didn't work here anymore. They also did the same thing, brought all their stuff from their house in here. Mm. And, like, 50% of it was spoiled or expired. And I'm just like... I would just throw it away.
Yeah,
it away.
I don't want to make anybody sick. I don't want my coworkers making fun of me because I brought in expired crap snacks.
From a year ago?
I love crap snacks.
I just can't get my mind around who did that.
We should do an experiment and bring in the worst thing.
I know.
And put it on the counter in there and see if it disappears and somebody eats it.
Do you know what we should do? I have a bag of those disgusting jelly beans that
the
we
KFC
ate.
The KFC one.
The KFC jelly
Let's
beans.
Let's do that.
Unopened in my house right now.
Oh, well, I thought it was here.
No.
We'll bring them in. We'll put a little bowl in there because I don't want them to be in the wrapper.
Label.
I don't want people to know what they are.
Yeah.
And we'll put them in there.
That's so funny.
Let's do it.
Someone goes, ooh,
you know what's funny,
beans.
Too, is there's always the one guy at the office, too, who has no problem wandering into the kitchen and eating everybody's crap snacks.
Yeah, I know.
There's the one guy you always see in there. Nom, 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 nom,
wait
nom,
till
nom.
He gets a hold of this gravy jelly bean. That may fix him.
I have seen people bring in, after Thanksgiving and stuff, too, trays of mashed potatoes and rando leftovers, and it's like I'm not digging into that. It's just beneath the potluck for me. It's like, where did this come from? Whose kitchen?
Yeah.
And why do we have half a tray of sweet potatoes in our fridge here at the kitchen?
No,
I'm not eating that.
And we all have our own leftovers, so why are you bringing in yours? Like, keep those at home and throw them away after 3 days like a normal person, right?
Right.
That's what you do.
We don't want your crap snacks
at
all.
We don't want your crap snacks.
Go grab that last one, Josh.
Should I? Okay,
go grab it quick. I want to taste it.
Oh. Jeremy wants your crap snacks.
He's running. I'm curious. Because, I mean, we all know those. It's a full of preservatives.
Full of stuff to keep it fresh.
Apple pastry from Little Debbie. You know it's full of petroleum jelly.
It is 8 in the morning. What if this sets your stomach off on
Katie, I had cracked open a beer yesterday on the air, if you recall.
You did.
I opened
a beer. And then your stomach hurt, and you didn't like it. So I'm just looking out for you.
All right, let me see.
I don't want you to get sick.
It feels a little hard.
Well, look at the wrapper,
apple
too.
Apple pie made with real fruit, in air quotes.
The wrapper's a little greasy, too. Like, it's been
soaking it up. Yeah,
but
it's one of those greasy wrappers, though. It's like a wax wrapper from JJ's Bakery, it looks like. Okay. I'm going to open it.
I am not loving this for you.
Oh, guys.
Oh, no.
Listen to this.
That's as hard as a rock.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Careful.
You're going to keel
teeth.
Over halfway through this.
No joke. This thing is like solid like a rock.
Oh, no. Careful with your teeth,
I can't
Jeremy.
Even break it. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Don't eat it. Nobody's making you eat that, sir. I strongly encourage you not to eat it. Oh, you're going to do He went
you're
in for
do
a
it?
Bite.
You did it.
You want a bite?
Sure did.
I
no.
don't. Well, maybe 20 minutes
no
after
No joke.
You.
Not even joking. If you were to bite into an Amazon box, that's exactly what this tastes like. It's an Amazon box.
I don't know why you did that.
Ew.
Ew.
Look at how, look at it. It's all over him now.
Apple pie everywhere, sir.
We don't want your crap snacks.
Yeah.
Quit doing this to us.
Stop
Look what
it.
You made me do. Oh, it's so gross.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
What is more fun than great grandpappy's ashes?
Oh.
I like the way you're spinning it. You're...
That's all. That is going to be fun, right? All right. Whose great grandpa is it?
So I was going out to dinner with my buddy. We haven't talked to each other in a minute. And his name is Zach. And I was hanging out with him. And he brought something up. His grandmother, unfortunately, passed away a couple months ago now. But he was telling me, he goes, I had something so weird happen to me. So they were going through the list of things that she was willing down mm-hmm. to family members, like as you would when your, grandparent, parent yeah. passes
when
away,
they
whatever.
Eat it.
Yeah. Nope. And so it got to him, and he was like, I didn't think I was going to get anything, but she had willed him something, and he was like, okay, money, clock, I don't know, grandfather uh-huh. clock, whatever. No, she willed him down the urn of her father's ashes. So his great-grandfather's ashes.
Grandpappy.
Wow.
She willed down to
still
him.
Still had him, huh?
And she still had him, and apparently it meant a lot to her. Obviously it was her, you know, I understand why it would mean a lot to her, but she's passing that down to the next generation. And he looked at me for like a solid 5 seconds and said nothing. He just goes, I got the ashes. And I did not know if I was, like, supposed to kind of chuckle at this or whatever. Because, like, death is a very uncomfortable thing to bring up. And so I'm like, is that, like, were y'all close? He goes, I've never met him.
Oh.
So he passed away before he ever even got the chance to meet him. And he's like, I don't really want these. Like, it's nothing against my family or my grandmother.
Like, I had
he's
no
just
relationship.
Like, what do I do?
There, right?
Yeah, there's nothing going on. So,
and who gets the clock? Because
exactly, right?
Better deal.
Right? It's a way better deal. I want the grandfather.
Is it
clock.
Or is it more special to know that you know this was incredibly special to the grandma, and now you have it. You know, you have the urn of her father.
I know, but like
it's something. There's something there that's magical.
Like family history type
Family history.
Thing.
Yeah. There's something there
I mean,
that's kind of special.
Obviously, it's sentimental value. I understand that. But for him, he's like, okay, well, hold on. This poses a question. He asked me, he goes, dude, how long am I supposed to keep these?
That's
like,
what I was just wondering.
Do
I
now will them down to my future children? Or what do I do here? And I wanted to pose that to you guys. I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I know.
This is
what
strange.
What is the protocol for
I've never
on.
Been in this predicament.
I know. I feel like Grandma.
And where does he put them?
Yeah, I feel like Grandma should have taken them with her, right? Like,
well, yeah.
Where was Grandpappy? At the house? Just on a shelf? Like, does he know where he was?
Oh, in Grandma's house?
Yeah.
No, he didn't bring that up, but I'm assuming, like, what, the man? Where do you put the mantle?
Yeah, like,
he's on a shelf.
Like, yeah.
He's not in a box somewhere.
Probably. No.
No, so he literally has great-grandpappy. He said he put it in the guest room right now. So
just out of sight.
Those poor guests rolling over looking at that. No!
Like, that's an
Turns
odd
over,
lamp.
Hears voices.
Hey, Ed. Or whatever his name was. That's an old-time prospector name. That's probably his name.
Rutherford.
Yeah, Rutherford. Wilbur.
Wilbur. Wilbur.
I don't know. I will say phone lines are wide open if you guys want to sound off about this. It's Friday. We would love to talk to people. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What do you do in this situation when ashes have been essentially willed down to you? Do you hold on to them out of respect for the deceased, or do you... Do you dump them?
Yeah, do you spread them? I mean, would you go to Grandpappy's favorite spot?
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't know what that is.
You don't even know the
You
guy.
Don't even know like, what that would be.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
I think Grandma slacked and just passed them on. Because I seriously, I think
she's
like,
I don't want to deal
well,
with this.
Well, exactly.
Goodbye, world.
I'll just give them to old, you know, old Zach there.
Little Zach will love these ashes. We got Mercury and Alex on the line right now. Hi, Mercury.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you do with these ashes?
I mean, honestly, if it was me, it was like, you know, out of respect for still being a family member, even if I didn't know him, I would put him on a floating shelf above my fireplace and let him just sit there until, you know, until I decided, you know, to move it.
Really? So you would display him?
Yeah.
Just out of respect? Is that why?
Yeah, it's definitely out of respect. It's like, you know, if it was one of my great grandfathers that I didn't know, you know, maybe I would, you know, take the time to actually just research about him and, you know, still have him in the house.
Okay. You put a little picture up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't just dump them, you know, down the toilet, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know. That was
with all
bad.
Due respect.
But no, you're right.
He loved the water, though. He was into water sports.
He wanted it that way. No, but you make a good point because, yeah, what if the great grandpa comes back to haunt him? Because he did.
Don't make me do my own dad voice.
Just,
don't make me.
No, don't do it.
Where's my ashes?
I'm just saying, though. Like, what if
Mercury.
Like, you do something bad and then he takes that as, I'm going to come haunt you.
Thank you for putting the ashes on the shelf,
yeah,
Mercury.
You respect me.
Booga, booga, booga.
That's just me, you know, honoring. That would be just me honoring the generation that came before me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You could decorate the urn for various holidays. You could put little bunny ears on
again,
it.
Again, I don't know if you.
You could wrap it in tinsel for Christmas. It's a good time. And you're avoiding being haunted,
that's
so
funny.
I will say that's probably a good idea.
That's how your brain works,
Mercury. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Put some Christmas lights around it, you know.
Yeah. If anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. What do you do with the ding dang ashes? Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, girl. We're super dupes.
Hey. Well, me too, man. I'm kind of with Katie on this one. I think Grandma just forgot about him.
Yep.
You think?
And put him in her will.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah.
So what I would honestly do is, like, you can go to specific, like, cremation companies, and you can pay to have them scattered in the Rockies. So at least he's, like, still in the state. And you're still respecting that kind of aspect of it. But I mean, I've been in the grandma's shoes before, with my grandparents. So, I mean, they're in the ocean now.
Okay. So you,
grandma's in the ocean.
Well,
now.
But again, I like that you spread their ashes. So it's not like you just like, shove them aside. You still
right.
did what you thought was best with them.
You sent them back
exactly.
to nature.
Yeah.
And took them back to nature. And like I said, like grandma and grandpa were in the closet for a very long time. And we finally just decided, because I worked for a cremation company, we just decided to, you know.
That's convenient. That's
extremely convenient.
Like you were tapped in.
Yeah.
Like you knew.
I was very tapped in. And I was like, you know what? I think they were just waiting in the closet for me to get this job, guys. Yeah. Like,
Alex, get us out of the closet and dump us in the oceans.
Absolutely.
We love
100%.
You.
But yeah, definitely. I would scatter them and then maybe like go out to eat with your family or something to just kind of like celebrate them. Still, and then also celebrate grandma.
Yeah, you dump them out, and you're like, who's ready for biscuits at Texas Roadhouse?
Exactly.
Celebration of life and honey butter. Come on.
Honey butter.
Honey butter.
It's what grandpa would have wanted. Absolutely. Alex, thank you very much for your very thoughtful call. We can do one more. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, what do you do with the ashes?
Okay, what I really think needs to happen is that the ashes need to be committed to a cemetery.
Commit? You can do that?
You can put them. You can buy, but that involves like buying a plot and a headstone and all that, right?
Well, it might, but you could also find perhaps a deal. I think some cemeteries offer discounts.
I've seen a lot of cemetery Groupons, so
stop
that
it.
Might be where you start. No,
but if you already have the ashes, right? That's what you're saying. It's like one less step.
Yeah, it's the most dignified thing that you can do for a deceased person.
I love that
it
that's
is
how
very
you
dignified,
said it.
But the cost.
I know, but you yuck. Did right by great-granddaddy.
Can you get half off because it's just the ashes now?
I know, yeah.
No, it's going to be no. It's gonna cost. But maybe, you know those value packs, the coupon books that come
stop.
In the mail? It's a coupon
Jeremy.
You're
not going
to
get
why are you trying to make this work?
I know.
I'm not. I'm just trying. I'm a problem solver.
Laura
Jeremy,
doesn't
think
so.
I think you should really consider committing your great-grandfather to a cemetery, and then you can come visit. Whereas, if you scatter his ashes, you wouldn't be able to go visit him.
Just the place.
Well,
yeah.
It's very kind of you. This is Josh's friend's great grandfather. I have no idea where my great grandfather is. No, it's okay. It's all right. You got it mixed up.
Did you lose him?
We lost him a long time ago.
Like, where is he?
We went and checked the lost and found at the gym. Like, we checked Goodwill, but we have no idea where he's at.
Granddaddy's at Texas Roadhouse with those honey butter.
Enjoying the cinnamon butter.
That's where he's at.
Laura, thank you for the call. Thank you, everybody. This just kind of fell apart, didn't it?
No, it's fine. We got some answers today.
Just do like My Strange Addiction and eat the ashes.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Tell your friend that, okay? Too far?
No.
Yum, 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 yum. Well, I would like to welcome everybody to National Blah, Blah, Blah Day.
Oh.
No, it's not a day dedicated to when Katie's telling you a story about a game show.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Blah, blah.
Stop. Blah.
It's a day to take care of things that you've been procrastinating on, apparently. Like, you've been pushing off, and you're like, yeah, blah, 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 I'll get to it. That's how they're couching this. So
okay.
If you got a to-do list, maybe you've been sitting on it for a while. Careful, you're going to get a paper cut. But today's the day to take care of it. Blah, blah, blah.
Or wait till the last minute, and that gives you the extra push you need.
Is that what it is?
That pressure? Oh, I perform well under pressure.
Yeah!
So I like to wait till the last minute.
All right, you do
makes
you.
Makes me do it.
You do you, blah, blah, blah.
Hey!
I got some movie stuff going on.
Okay.
Paramount has officially announced Top Gun 3 with little teeny tiny Tom Cruise returning as Maverick. Presented at CinemaCon yesterday in Las Vegas. Now, the last one, Top Gun 2, brought in about $1.5 billion globally. So they're like, yeah, let's get another big fat paycheck from Mr. Tom Cruise. What do you say? Hands in the middle. Top Gun. Oh, go Maverick.
Is he still doing all his stunts?
I would imagine so.
Oh.
He's a feisty little fella, isn't he?
I don't know if he's going to make that much money for the third one, because the second one
Tom revolves around him.
I'm saying, like, I don't think the movie is going to make as much as the second one did, because there was long time between the first and the second, and people wanted it so bad. But we just got that second
one.
That
fan
so
base,
now,
though.
And I know the
second one
strong,
truly sucked. Like, if you really sit down and watch it, it sucked because it was just a remake of Star Wars. So
that's why it was awesome.
Oh, that's why Josh liked it.
Man, it was crap. It's like you watch a movie, you're like, this is Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the Trench Run. It's the Trench Run and blown up the Death Star. You're right.
Oh. Other movie. Katie's like, what? Blah, blah, blah. Spaceballs news. They made an announcement because in the first one, 40 years ago, they made a joke that Spaceballs 2 would be called The Search for More Money. Well, Mel Brooks came out and said, actually, I found all the money. It was in my basement. So they're just going to call it Spaceballs the new one. Okay. That's nice.
I like it.
I think it's
cute. I'm a big fan of Spaceballs. I'll take that over Star Wars. No offense, Josh, but I like comedy.
I like a good
laugh.
How about Rick Moranis making a comeback, too?
Yes, I love that.
Love that for Rick Moranis. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Uh-huh.
Post Malone and Bud Light are releasing mini beers, little teeny tiny beers, a 7-ounce bottle and a 7.5-ounce can, co-branded with Posty's CO logo, Posty Co. What does that mean?
Is it for the lightweights?
I don't know.
Why is it so little?
Just in a pinch. If you just need a taste of Bud Light, I guess. You don't want a full can. Or I guess it's easier to sneak in to like a movie theater or something.
Put one
in your pocket.
That makes more sense. Like a concert.
Yeah, you get your cargo pants out. I know you got them. You fill
them
up. You know, when your wife's like giving birth or something and you slip one out and pop
Bud Light.
Putting them back while your wife's in labor?
Why not?
It's forever.
And then he got divorced.
No. Anything else I want to tell you? There's a story about phones. I know Josh has got a phone story for sports. The term fubbing is viral again. It's like snubbing somebody, but it's just when you're hanging out and you're doing nothing but staring at your phone. So it's fubbing.
Yeah.
You know those people?
I hate that. Like, when you're trying to have a conversation with someone and they're, like, in their phone.
I got called out so hard for that on a date that I had. I was not into the girl. And she looked at me and she goes, okay, well, if your phone's more interesting, I'll just go.
You're fubbing right.
She left. I was like, thank God.
That's what I feel like when we watch our YouTube feed and Josh is on there.
I am not on my phone. All y'all are on your phones. I am engaged now. I am not on it.
All right, what's the sports stuff?
He's here.
He's focused. He's zoned in.
All right. That's terrible. What, you want to do sports now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just waiting, sitting here waiting.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at my phone. All right, well, looking at your phone can have serious consequences, especially if you happen to get courtside tickets at a sporting event. A woman was sitting at the Sixers and Magic game the other day, and she got nailed in the face. I mean, absolutely clocked in the face by an errant pass from Paolo Banchero.
Love that guy.
He's great, great basketball player. He plays for the Magic.
He hit it right in the face?
I mean, he missed his... Okay, he missed his teammate, she wasn't looking up at all and got drilled.
But she had her face in her phone?
Yes, she had her face on TikTok, of all things, Katie.
I kind of not feeling bad for her if she was watching the game with courtside seats, she could have put her arm up and deflected that pass.
Dirt.
She could have blocked it.
Instead.
But that's what happens. I don't know why you'd be like head in your phone with courtside seats
on
TikTok.
She went insanely viral within hours, and she said the most embarrassing thing was that. Her face is fine, but yeah.
And the sound when that ball hit her face.
I know.
Owie.
Yes, that's
like
exactly.
And follow.
you think she reposted it? I bet she did.
You know she did.
She's living for it now.
It's my face.
Going viral and loving it today. Yeah.
Well, good for her.
Who was it that hit her in the face?
Paolo Banchero.
Good guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Paolo.
I know you also loved Dark Horse when you went to check it out, right?
I went up to Boulder because they were shutting her down.
Yeah.
Went with my buddy Alan, who went there for years and years.
Yeah, because he's a CU grad.
He went to college there, so we went like one last time. But we've been bamboozled.
We sure have. They are going to move the Dark Horse to a new unspecified location. So it looks like that whole hubba-bulub, whatever.
Excuse me?
Kind of made up
hullabaloo?
A word right there. No, I made up a new word.
Okay, stick with it.
But everything that happened, remember they made a big deal about closing down the Dark Horse.
We went in just
after
to get a hamburger
51
and a drink.
Years.
They put everything up for auction,
They did, which made us really feel like they were closing down shop. But what they're doing there is a mixed-use development is what the old building is going to be turned into. So I don't know if that's like parking lot, apartment building type stuff. So maybe they were forced out of the old location, but they did make us believe that they were going to shut things down.
Yeah.
So now they are going to open back up. No details on when that is or where it's going to be, but they do say they promise that they'll have the same name and the same charm as the old one. Again, that closed last month after 51 years.
But they sold all the charm. The charm was at auction. So much stuff.
Some of it and keep hold of the goods. Because that's the thing. Who knows how they're going to redecorate it? Maybe this is a new look.
It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning. It's a new journey for the Dark
Horse. It's like getting
dumped
and moving on.
Exactly. It's a glow up. This is the Dark Horse's glow up. And so maybe they'll do a little bit like more minimalistic type of decorating,
maybe.
Right?
I don't know if that'll have the charm, though.
I think. Well,
they should
said
change
same
it to
charm.
Light horse then.
Oh, there maybe
with less
it'll be lighter light horse. Exactly. So there we go. Though
all
that
right.
was pretty shocking.
I still feel
today.
Like I was bamboozled.
Kind of a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well.
Did you win $1 million? Maybe that'll make you feel better.
Nope, I'm still
Somebody
here.
Somebody did. Powerball ticket was bought in golden for $1 million.
Okay,
they won.
Hold on. I've watched this story on three different news stations, local news stations this morning.
Yeah.
I've seen this story three times.
Okay.
Three different channels, three different anchors. Every time. Did you win? Well, no, because we're here.
It's the best joke.
Same joke. No, we're here.
What joke would you like them to say?
Just say no, I didn't win. And tell me the story.
Okay. Well, on we go.
I'm still here.
The ticket. The ticket.
You are upset.
No.
It's just like, never mind. It's the same people. It's the exact same people that when you're outside washing your car on your driveway.
Is my next.
They walk out, is my next.
Yeah. These are the same people who on New Year's Eve say the whole, see you next year.
See you next year.
Yeah. So stop saying that is
Knock
what you're
it
saying.
Off.
Jeez.
Anyway.
But if you did
you
buy
know
that
who
ticket.
Else it is.
Okay, who? What?
It's the same people who next week are going to be posting the Justin Timberlake memes that say, guess
it's
what next week's going to
be.
Bye.
I do kind of like those ones.
Oh, okay,
so
we're done here.
That's Katie.
We're done.
If you did
we're
buy
done.
The lottery ticket, I want to let them know that it's the loafing jug in golden right there off Ruby Drive.
It's a good loafing jug.
Winning ticket
it's a solid
was bought.
Jug.
Matched all five numbers, just not the Powerball. So, and that ticket is still unclaimed. So maybe you bought a ticket you just forgot, Jeremy.
Check your cup holder in your car.
Check your stuff.
If I had that ticket and I looked at it, you know what my eyes would sound like?
What? Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, you've got 180 days to find it.
But
so.
I didn't because I'm still here.
Push the buttons, right? Okay. Contaminated marijuana has been sold around the Denver metro area. That's not a good thing.
That's
especially
not a good look for potweed.
This close to 420? That's what I was thinking about it. Like, there's a lot of people partaking in it right now.
You're right. I'm just saying.
So, the pesticides.
How is your daughter?
That they, shut up. That's not what she does. Don't you start that rumor. I thought you were going to play a little boing.
Nope.
The pesticides that they used to treat the marijuana were tested at a much higher level than they allow. So people who are unfamiliar, weed that is sold in our state goes through a very rigorous testing and whatnot.
We sell the healthy
government.
Weed.
Well, they do. They make sure that the certain things are in check. And maybe they've got laboratories that do it, and they'll fine dispensaries for not following through. And so there's a lot of things that they need to do, checks and balances to keep things in place. Yes!
It's going to be Katie Saturday.
It's a perfect song!
So you're, like, telling me that, like, if I smoke this weed, the spiders will stay away, bro?
No pesticides,
no.
Dude.
No pesticides,
that is
bro.
Not what I'm we a smoke. Said.
There's no spiders in my
sick.
Basement, bro.
They might get a much better high.
You might turn into a spider.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, maybe you could shoot web out of your hands.
Yeah. Are you saying there's spiders inside of me right
maybe.
Now, bro?
Maybe.
Dude.
The spider that wiggled inside her. Oh.
Yep.
It's trippy, bro.
What book was it? If you give an old lady a...
If you give you a... if I knew an old lady who swallowed a fly.
I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Yep. Okay.
I guess she'll die. Oh. I don't know why I had to sing that last
part.
It's an awesome kids book. It's a really, really good kids book.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the bird ate the spider. Spider ate the fly.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. She dies at the end.
She dies anyway.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Yeah, we love this game. It's a lot of fun. Who made it in? Is it China? Hi, China.
Hello.
Hello. Well, China, you're going to battle Katie today. So before we get to it, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a teacher, and I am taking my son to the dentist today.
Oh, no. Well, what grade do you teach?
I teach first and second grade.
Oh, those are cute kids. Those are kids that still pick their nose and fart in class, though.
That's true, but they're still sweet.
They're adorable.
So sweet.
You put up with it because they're so cute. So
totally.
Funny. And then the dentist, what's that all about? Just a cleaning?
Well, he's two, so it's his first trip to the dentist.
Oh, no!
Yeah, you don't know how he reacts yet. This will be new for you.
I already know it's going to be hard, but you got to do it.
Have you been giving him like a little pep talk? Like, this is everybody does it. It's going to be fine.
Totally. We watched a little Daniel Tiger episode this morning about it,
it's
so
perfect.
We're ready.
That's what I do every time before I
exactly.
go as well.
Yeah, you need to. Got to get your head right for the dentist.
I got to ask you, does your dentist have the little treasure chest? Or when they're done?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll have to find out.
Find out.
First
okay.
trip. Yeah.
I hope so. I hope so. Katie, would you like to say anything to China?
Oh, yeah. Just good luck at the dentist, first of all, because that's a big one. And, yeah, I hope you know your pop culture, China. We're going to bring it.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Tell Katie to leave the studio, China.
Okay. Leave the studio, please.
Okay.
Please and
leave.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. All the ladies are so kind. Would you mind just possibly just stepping up for a moment? All right. She's leaving. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. Best out of five wins. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong, China, once we bring Katie back in the studio, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. Here's your first question. What 2023 film featured a bear that was all jacked up on a well-known drug?
Cocaine Bear.
Your second question. Who was the voice of the genie in the original 92 film Aladdin, the cartoon?
Robin Williams.
Your third question. What film featured bowling and a character named The Dude?
The Big Lebowski.
Fourth question for the crush. How old is Leonardo DiCaprio's current girlfriend?
Oh, gosh. Probably like 23.
23. And... your final question, Love and Marriage, performed by Frank Sinatra, was the theme song to what 80s TV show?
Oh, no. Family Matters.
All right, Family Matters. It is time for part two of the very popular Katie Crush. We brought Katie back in the studio. China, are you still with us?
Yes.
How do you feel like you did with your part?
Oh, I felt good at the beginning and those last two.
Kind of fizzled out, right?
Harder? Okay.
All right, Katie, let's see how you do. Here is your first question. What 2023 film featured a bear that was all jacked up on a very well-known drug?
Cocaine Bear. That's a good movie.
China knows all about cocaine, too.
Hey!
Second question. Who was the voice of the genie in the 92 film Aladdin? It was the cartoon.
Yeah, late, great Robin Williams.
May he rest.
Yes.
China, you also said Robin Williams. So far, so good.
One of the best cartoon Disney characters ever.
What 1998 film featured bowling and a character named the Dude?
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
Is it Kingpin? Bowling?
Kingpin?
We were
looking for The Big Lebowski. Yep.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen it, dude?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, great movie.
So good. So good.
Okay.
All right, your fourth question. How old is Leonardo DiCaprio's current girlfriend?
Oh, she's like, what is it, 27? Is she 27? Yeah, because he's like 51.
He is 51.
I know it's a big
deal. Wow, you're tapped in.
Well, you know.
China, you were close. You said 23. Oh,
which is a good guess.
It is. Yeah, it's right in the same ballpark.
As long as you pick somewhere in the 20s, I think you're doing
you
okay.
You know, you're probably right.
All right, Katie, fifth and final question. Love and Marriage was performed by Frank Sinatra, and it was also the theme song to what 80s TV show?
It's an institute you can't disparage. It's Married with Children. Love that show.
China, you said, I can't read my scribble, but it wasn't that.
It wasn't that.
So, doing the math, Katie got 4. China, you got 3.
Oh.
You've officially been crushed by Katie. Nuts. Come on, Katie. Why you gotta be like
sorry.
That?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, China. I was really...
Well, thank you anyway.
It was fun talking to you, and good luck at the dentist.
Good luck.
Thanks
for playing.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, man. Why you gotta be like that?
Sometimes I can't hold back. Right?
Honestly,
I'm
really impressed for the 27. Like, I don't know how you nailed the current girlfriend.
I'm tapped in, Jeremy.
You are
I am
tapped in. All right, good news is we're going to play Katie Crush again on Monday morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. All right, we're going to get out of here. Big Rob's coming up next. As always, going commercial-free for about 90 minutes, right around 11:30. So do us a solid. Put Mix 100 on wherever you are and enjoy some great tunes. Other than that, we're going to bounce. We got to go down to Ball Arena, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Get some lunch.
Nuggets thing, right?
Yeah.
Kickoff playoff party.
Nuggets and Avs.
Woo! Is that what's going on? All I got out of that email was free sandwiches. So.
Well, that
too. That'll be there,
free
too.
Free sandwiches!
Playoff fever! Love it.
The cure
for that is free sandwiches. So.
I love that for free sandwiches.
We're ready.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Stay warm tonight. And we'll be back bright and early Monday morning to have some fun. We're Jeremy and Katie and Josh here at Denver's Mix 100. Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye.